Soaring inflation and climbing gas prices. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Economic headwinds for the Biden administration with just weeks to go before the midterm elections. The president choosing to highlight the latest jobs numbers.
President Biden touting Friday's economic report as he toured a Volvo plant in Maryland. Employers added a solid 263,000 jobs in September. It's a slight slowdown from a month earlier, but the president maintains that's exactly what the economy needed.
The pace of job growth is cooling while still powering our recovery forward.
But traders are worried that the jobs market is still so hot that the Federal Reserve will make another hefty interest rate hike next month to try to tame inflation.
Fox's Caroline Shively. Nationwide, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.90, according to AAA, but in California, it's more like $6.39. That has Governor Gavin Newsom calling for a special legislative session after the election to pass a new tax on oil company profits. California Republicans call that proposal foolhardy. A key supply route for Russia's war in Ukraine has been partially cut off. A truck bomb exploded on a bridge linking Russia to Crimea. Russian officials say three people were killed.
Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in a widely condemned move in 2014. The region holds symbolic value for Russia and is crucial for sustaining its military operations. Vladimir Putin's already ordered an investigation into the cause.
Fox's Jill Nato. While no one has claimed responsibility, some Russian lawmakers are calling for a counterterrorism operation. Renewed concerns at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The Zaporizhia plant is relying on backup power because of recent shelling. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man accused of a fatal shooting inside a hotel lobby has been indicted by a grand jury in Dutchess County, New York. Arraignment for Roy Johnson Jr. is expected next week.
Roy Johnson Jr. was wanted in at least two states. He had quite the rap sheet, and he should have been behind bars when investigators say he killed an innocent dad.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Paul Kootz was killed at a courtyard by Marriott after visiting his son at college. He'll be laid to rest on Monday. An Indiana father has been sentenced to 65 years in prison in connection with an abuse case described by a judge as incomprehensible and heinous. Luis Paso Jr. is accused of punching, kicking, and chaining up his 12-year-old son. The boy was also shocked with a dog collar and starved by Paso and his wife. She received the same sentence last year. Paso's attorney says he plans to appeal. A shooting in San Antonio has a former police officer looking for work.
The police department has released police dash cam video of the incident on Sunday in which Officer James Brennand encountered 17-year-old Eric Cantu, who had evaded him the day before. Police say Brennand called for backup, but then abruptly opened the driver's door and ordered Cantu out of the car. Cantu put the car in reverse, striking Brennand with the open door. That's when Brennand, who was on the force for less than a year, opened fire. Cantu was struck by gunfire and was arrested. A passenger wasn't injured. Police Chief William McManus says while there was some contact made, there was no justification for the shooting. Brennand has been fired. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
This might keep you away from fast food, at least temporarily. Two employees at a Chick-fil-A in Arkansas have been fired. One of them allegedly spit in chicken batter while the other recorded it on video. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.